Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laughter's waiting. Don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. It's a Wednesday here at the Gas Digital Studios. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, saying welcome to the morning zoo, and thank you so much for tuning in. I am a lucky little boy today because I am joined by two wonderful guests from the On the Gate podcast here on the network. Very funny. Very wonderful, Gio Perez. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. What's up with that?
I'll tell you in a minute. We have a new addition to the desk, but first let me introduce our guest from the Uncle Rico Show on the Shuly Network. One of my longest friendships in comedy.
Yeah,
Anthony Zenhauser.
It's good to be here, buddy.
How you doing, man?
I'm fucking awesome, dude. I love you in your little velour tracksuit. You look like all the cast members of The Sopranos got glued together.
Yeah, no, I was going for punk Tony Soprano. I got white Dave Blunts instead.
As soon as I saw that, it reminded me of every velour suit I stole from this Chinese boutique store from Long Island.
Dude, they're so comfy. I've been wearing these to the airport.
Yeah.
Oh, it's luxurious.
It looks great.
It's luxurious. They're real
comfortable, yeah.
Real comfy. So let me explain it. Gio. One of my favorite artists of all time is a guy named G.G. Allin. He had a bunch of punk bands, 80s, 90s. Died in 92, I think.
AIDS.
Heroin overdose.
Oh,
same. Yeah, I was going to say too big for AIDS.
Heroin overdose at a party, and people did not, they thought he was just asleep on the floor. His brother still tours with the band, and whenever they go on tour, sometimes he sells some of their possessions. For instance, all the baby pictures, everything. There's a whole documentary about it called Alan the Family.
Right.
And I had posted that photos from Gigi's wake were for sale from his brother and a fan. Shout out. I don't know if he wants me to say his name. But if you do, message me on Facebook and I'll give you a shout out. But a fan said, hey, pick one. And it showed up. So this is a picture of
an Gigi. Actual picture.
This is like a straight up like from the old school point and click camera.
It's got a jock strap on.
And they buried him what he died in. A jock strap, his leather jacket, and that's it. And he's got bottles of Jim Beam, microphone, flyers for the band. I believe they put a headphones on him playing his favorite music when they closed it. But the whole band took pictures with him. And they didn't clean him or anything. He's still covered in shit and puke and everything. Because he had played a show the night he died. And they made it, I think, two songs in before they shut it down.
It looks like they just took him right off the stage and then just threw him on with everything that was thrown on stage.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like when they do a Jewish funeral. They don't embalm you.
They didn't do anything.
They throw you a la carte right on in the coffin.
That's my new prized possession is a picture with a note from his brother. So it was my new prized piece of murderabilia. You can show Gio a little Gigi Allin. Jorge, show him if you can find a little live Gigi Allin. He used to poop.
Okay.
Once in a while, he was known for dutying or getting naked. He had a micro penis.
Basically, Ari stole his whole act from him.
No, Ari's got a giant dick and balls.
I meant from the shit.
Yeah, that. Like, I don't even know if Ari's got a huge dick. It's just his balls are so much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. His ball, yeah, they're ridiculously big. Like, the ratio from, like, dick to balls, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. Hey, Jorge, can we make sure Zen's all good, too?
I'm having a little wardrobe malfunction.
Hold on. You'll figure it out, big dog. Don't worry about it.
This is like...
Yeah, you'll figure it out. You put the puzzle together.
Yeah, this is...
Jorge, in the meantime, you got any live... There we go. Here, this is Gigi, Jorge. Gio.
So why would... Wait, this was... That's him?
Yeah.
So why is he... Why does he look like you in the picture?
Wait, is this...
Bloated and dead.
So this is the night he died?
No, this is around the time he died. And he used to, yeah, like, attack, like, yep, this is it.
Nice.
Even in death, he wasn't a poser, bro. He fucking kept it punk. Oh, so he just, that's what he does. He just stays in his underwear, like in the picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like being filthy.
And she started dancing right after, so she knows she liked it.
Don't wash me when I die. Well, I want the...
I like that you assume he's British. He's from New Hampshire.
Is he?
No, he's from New Hampshire.
Is he? He used to be a Hampshire, though.
Oh, right, you can stop it.
This fucking broad. I had to fucking pull it by her fucking hair.
Oh, yeah. He would go in and attack people. He would say he was going to kill himself on Halloween every year and then magically get himself arrested like the week before. when he used to go see the serial killer John Wayne Gacy. He used to visit him in prison. And the quote John Wayne Gacy had... was nice guy, but he stinks like piss.
This guy scares me. Can you get him out of here, please?
John Wayne Gacy lived on top of 30 dead bodies.
Yeah.
And he complained about the way G.G. Allen smelled. All right, let's get plugs out of the way. Gio, what do you want people to check out, my friend?
Check out my podcast, On the Gate, on YouTube, all platforms. If you're already subscribed to Gas Digital, just... swoop on over and watch one of our bonus contents and shit like that. And that's it. Follow me on Instagram, GioPerez86.
Excellent, Mr. Zenhauser.
Yes, please follow me on the Shuli Network. Every night we do the Uncle Rico show, and you can catch my special on that network, Letitia. It's my first comedy album. It's out. It's on the Shuli Network at the Zen Comic on Twitter and Instagram for all my dates.
Fantastic. Follow me on Instagram at Zach. It's not funny. All my dates. punchup.live/ZachAmico. And if you love the show, use the promo code ZOO, Z-O-O. Get yourself a little bit of money off your subscription. Your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. The live chat, the archives, thousands of episodes of all your favorite gas shows, and our bonus Friday episode. That's right, we do three of these suckers a week. And if you want the third one, you gotta subscribe. All right. So this is the zoo. We do love animal videos. Not always where the animal wins. Sometimes people win. Sometimes animals win. This is I would say, animal win. One of the scariest a thing that I think, if it happened to me, I would crumble. As emotionally, I don't think I could handle how scary this would be. This is birds swarming a house, and it sounds not that bad until you see it. Jorge, if you want to bring that up for me, this is somehow worse than the movie Birds.
The birds swarm a house.
Wow.
Then they do something amazing. They fly.
Is that
right
Hitchcock
into
or
the chimney?
Yeah.
It's an invasion.
They go into the
this
chimney?
Fireplace
fuck,
is where
yeah.
The birds made entry into the home. They flew in by the hundreds and left a wave of chaos.
And you notice
and
they're blackbirds, so they're just
there,
breaking
they're
in.
It's a flash mob.
Yeah. Yeah, how we know these are not like massage drones?
They also attached themselves to the ceiling.
And there were birds coming out of everywhere.
Drones.
It was insane.
Carrie lives in the home in Torrance, California.
Yeah.
She says
that's
she
nature
called
could
animal
fucking
control, but was
kill us
simply to
any
leave
minute
her doors
they wanted
open,
to.
But the birds wouldn't budge.
I mean, they were just bouncing off your head. They were on the curtains. I just grabbed
what
two
if they have
times, so
like
four.
Havana syndrome?
Take
and
to
you
the
just
door,
don't know.
Go.
It took Patrick 3 entire days to remove more than 1,500 birds by hand. And they left quite a mess. Incredibly, the same thing just happened.
Wait, was that Asian lady capturing those birds?
Prince Harry and Meghan. Hundreds of birds.
I wonder what she did with the bird she caught.
But that's
I think we know what happened to the bird she caught. Wings are small this week.
Yeah.
You want the pathway soap?
So for some reason, this orange chicken's a little more tender.
Yeah.
That's another variant of COVID coming out.
My orange chicken has feathers in it. Yeah. Black feathers. Weird. Yeah. This one has hot pepper.
This one has a message on it.
How they decided to pick one house is crazy. They pinpointed one place to all fucking swoop into.
Well, I think the story with... Because the birds, the movie The Birds is based on a real news story.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And I'm pretty sure it was something like... A bunch of birds ate either something fermented or rotting,
mm-hmm.
and essentially it fucked them up.
Got drunk.
Mm. Like, fucked their brain up.
Yeah. So, yeah, like you've seen, we've shown on the show before, so we don't have to do it, but like, yeah, sometimes fruit will fall from trees and all the animals in the jungle will eat it and it already fermented.
Right.
Yeah. And it's just like hammered elephants and monkeys. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, you saw that? There was like an elephant loose in India that killed like 10 people.
20. We did that. 20. Yeah, we're going to cover that on Friday.
Yeah.
Yes. Still on the loose.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, what do you do at that point? Because the type of gun you need to put down that, it was like
an elephant gun?
100 caliber gun.
I think that's also
like 50 caliber.
He's probably hitting like the shittiest little villages, though.
Oh yeah,
he's not like if it ran into a city, they would just throw like
flip flops at it.
No, they would like put it down a spike strip and like
yeah, a spike strip.
Somebody would have a gun.
Oh yeah.
That's funny. The elephant stomping around India, looking up and going, ugh, what the fuck did I just step in?
Yeah. No, he's mad because his nose is so long.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you guys stink.
I smell extra. Yeah. This is crazy.
Yeah. Where are you fucking? What aisle are the peanuts in? Hey, Habib.
Yeah. Hey, Ed, did you step in shit? No, worse.
It was like fermented body odor.
If I see one more fucking person stirring soup with their arm, I'm going crazy.
Yeah, could you guys not fucking stir my soup with your fucking foot with long fingernails?
Oh, you want to have a great time, and I know you've seen this, guys. You just watch hours of Indian street food videos.
Oh, yeah, I've done that for years.
You see the guy making pancakes with his armpit?
Yeah.
He's just making, like, these biscuits, and he throws them in the fryer. I don't care how long you fry those motherfuckers for. That has your armpit hair, your chest hair, whatever the fuck you use to do that.
Some of those are like AI. The AI videos are getting crazy with the... I saw one with the snow in Russia, and then it turns out that was actually real.
Was it the guy jumping out the house?
Where it was just like 100 feet of snow, but it was because like the wind pushed it up.
Yeah, so Russia's got like a snowpocalypse going on right now. And there was a video of a guy jumping out of his window to get out of the house. And he had to be on the second or third floor. And he just lands in the snow like, whee!
That's hilarious. By the way, Snowpocalypse is the nickname for Skankfest.
Oh, very good. depending on if you're in the sober room or not, yes.
Well, on a Saturday night, every room is a snowfest.
I think there's probably like 30 people at Skankfest. There's like 30 sober people.
Yeah.
In the whole Skankfest.
Well, there's the comic.
That's what I mean. It's just the comics.
There's a lot of sober comedians, of course. Yeah. When I started doing comedy and when Bazak started doing comedy, that's when everybody started getting on the wagon, right, for the most part.
Like, yeah,
a lot
mostly.
Of those guys are getting off having. Because they tell you all about all these great stories that they have about how it used to be, and you're like, well, that sucks.
Nah.
I could have been there for that.
Oh, dude, it's always the bathroom at the comedy store is black. The floor is black. The toilets are black. The sinks are black. Everything is jet black. And you're like, what a weird motif for a comedy bathroom. And you're like, oh.
Right.
And so you couldn't possibly lose coke in here.
Yeah. Right. Makes perfect sense.
All the, oh dude, there's fucking razor blade marks all over the fucking sink.
Top of the toilet bowl.
Top of the toilet bowl.
Crazy. There's Dana Carvey getting his cock sucked while he's chopping up a fucking fat
line. Goddamn, that must have been fun. But yes, I'm glad we saw the 1,500 birds in your house. I think you just leave, right? You leave the door because they're shitting everywhere.
No, you quit. You put that house up for sale. You're done. That's a demon house.
1,500. Hey, yes, I'm afraid that there's something attracting those birds.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think because that means 1,500 birds shit in your house.
Yeah.
Oh, and they knocked everything over.
Yeah. There's no way it's inhabitable, right?
I mean, eventually you can probably spend thousands of dollars and getting it cleaned up. But why
would
your
house insurance would probably cover that.
I don't know, man. And do you get animal cruelty if you just, like, take a baseball bat?
No.
That's literally self-defense. What I was just picturing. I'm like, oh, I'm taking line drives. Just see how many I can hit.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, it's like the bonus level in the Super Smash Brothers. Yeah. Like, you get free carte blanche. Yeah, it's carte blanche.
What's that machine where they throw, like, money at you and you have to catch it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
One
yeah,
of those with a bird and a bat.
I mean, that's your chance, right?
Yeah, that's a purge. That's something that you're able to do. It's a once-in-a-lifetime
What weapon do you grab, house full of birds? Bat?
The bat is a great idea.
I think a machete would be fun. Seeing, like, if you just swing it hard enough, you will hit something and cut it in half.
Yeah, but then you get blood everywhere.
But it's cool, like a fucking samurai movie.
It is.
Yeah, but beating him, I like the idea of smacking them with a bat, maybe because I'm Italian. Man, it just makes me feel like I'm thinking like how we used to settle problems. No, but I think that's the best way to do it. Yeah.
I say
buckets of hot boiling grease and see how many you can cook in midair.
Yeah. What about if you took a laundry bag and put it on a stick?
And just catch them like a butterfly? Yeah. Like butterfly
yeah,
net?
Yeah, like a giant butterfly net.
Yeah, but then what do you do with them?
You burn them.
Throw them outside.
Fuck that.
Burn them all.
No, you want to fucking make them suffer. I think if you hit a couple of them, the other ones will get the hint. Yeah. And they'll run out. Get the ringleader.
Did they say what kind of birds it was?
Oh, yeah. Wait, did they say what kind of birds it was?
If you say blackbirds, I'm going to laugh. They was blackbirds.
They were MS-13?
I was like, was it America? It had to be an American story, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they,
I think it was in California.
Yeah, it was in California.
Crows?
And it looks like crows.
Crows, yeah. That's fought there. A murder of crows is what they call those.
Yeah, dark wings, dark words.
All right, second question.
Would you fuck
if
them?
You have a water gun, what do you fill it with to shoot them with?
Ooh,
you can't be thrower. Shooting. You can't be shooting a gun in the house.
Hot sauce.
A flamethrower.
You burn your house down.
A flamethrower.
That's possible, but at least it looks cool just watching those things fly around on fire. They're already fucking up your house. Get fire insurance.
So you'd fill it with fire, like it make it like a little gasoline torch. Get like a thing of Aquanet and a
yeah,
lighter.
I was gonna say, I was gonna say hairspray and a lighter.
Yeah. Just fuck them up.
But you can only go so long with those before you burn the lighter out.
Yeah, I don't know. Is there any? I mean, when it's that magnitude of birds coming at you, nothing you do is gonna make a difference.
I feel like a rake would be good.
They're not attacking you, right? Like they're not coming after you.
No, but they're in your space, dude. They're gonna be bouncing around.
A chainsaw.
Shit.
You're gonna be getting hit with like flattering winds and shit. Like
oh, sure. I mean, and bird shit and claws and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, yeah.
I think you call everyone you know that has a dog,
right?
Oh,
or a cat.
Yeah,
and you go everybody. This is fucking Thanksgiving.
What would your cat do? You think your cats would fucking go, they would have
my
a ball?
Cat,
or they would run away?
My cat would be a fuck.
He'll catch
I would come
one.
Home to him yeah. on a pile. Dude, like fucking Ash in Evil Dead.
Yeah.
He would be asleep on a 4-foot pile of birds.
Right.
He is a cocksucker.
Right.
We put on birds. We put on like videos for cats on YouTube when we leave, and there's a red bird that's in some of these videos that he hates.
Right.
The second that bird shows up, he's fucking up. I've seen him look behind the TV for him.
Yeah.
Or every once in a while, a bird will land on my fire escape, and he is in the window, like full, like trying to eat it. Like, he will, I've told you that I've had two mice ever.
Mm-hmm.
And this was 7 years of this apartment. They did not make it. I never saw them.
Yeah.
Because he fucking beat the shit out of them and brought them to me. Brought them to me dead ski.
It's a proper cat.
Hey,
so you maybe need five cats. Five cats would clear that whole place up. Five of your cats.
Yeah, maybe. I would get a couple big ones. I would get a couple Maine Coons.
Yeah.
Careful.
I'm waiting for it.
Careful. I would get a couple big ones.
Was it in Maine?
No. They don't have those. Yeah, that's almost an oxy. That's like jumbo shrimp. All right. Here's a fun one.
You know what I just remember too. Me and my cousin shot a crow in his backyard with one of his pellet guns.
Mm-hmm.
And for like days, there was just crows flying in around the backyard, right? Off of one crow, one dead crow. So now imagine you killed about 30 of them shits.
Mm-hmm.
They keep coming back. Now you're at war with the crows.
Well,
now
don't
they
say, I think
eat.
Crows remember.
They're smart.
I just read something. And Corey can fact check me. Crows hold a grudge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they remember your face. And I want to say they tested it. And it's something crazy like 17 years.
Yeah, they'll remember you.
A crow can remember you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, fuck. If you killed, that's some Kill Bill shit. That's like the Bride versus the Crazy 88.
Right.
Like eventually, a big crow, like those crows' babies are going to come find, they're going to pull up in the pussy wagon.
Yeah, they're coming for retribution.
I like to picture them more like the crows from Oz, just cool black guys. Just
I was thinking Dumbo.
Yeah. Oh, that's the one I meant, the racist one.
Maine Coons.
Yeah.
Zach was right on the money. They do remember faces, either positive or negatively, for up to 17 years.
Isn't that fucking crazy?
They're
with
like
the little bird brains.
There's crows. There's other animals that they know how to like put rocks in water to make the water rise in order to take a drink. Like they know how, they figured that shit out. Like,
well, the funniest really is smart. When they tried to teach monkeys currency. No, I'm dead serious. I'm not doing a joke.
I know.
Do you know the experiment I'm talking about?
No.
Yeah, it's Black Wall Street. I know what you're talking about.
So they took all these monkeys.
They haven't gotten it right yet, I'll tell you that much.
They introduced a currency system
where
if they did certain tasks, they would get stones. And they could trade those stones in.
For stuff.
For fruit.
Fruit, right.
And treats.
Yeah.
You know what immediately happened?
They started, I think I know.
Monkey prostitutes.
Monkey prostitutes. The female monkeys would charge the guys
the
rocks.
The female monkeys started charging the guys rocks to fuck them.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they would go get the treats. So every guy just started doing the tasks.
Yeah.
And they immediately invented prostitutes. The first thing the monkeys did with money was invent prostitution.
That sounds like an old school, I hate to say brother, but like an old school guy would be telling you, like, man, that shit is as old as fucking time, man. Yeah. You fucking, in the monkey, even the monkeys be fucking.
World's oldest profession.
Because a pimp knows, he's like, it doesn't matter what species, a bitch is going to be
a whore. It don't matter if it's white pussy, black pussy, Asian pussy, monkey pussy.
Bitches are going to sell it.
Bitches is going to sell. The scientists all bought fur coats.
Yeah.
That's a Cat Williams bit waiting to happen. Oh, don't get me wrong. Them bitches. Yeah.
Bitches be selling pussy as long as there's been pussy in time.
Since the
history of pussy and selling.
Since we crawled out of the fucking sea, we was selling pussy.
Grew legs.
Bitch, bring me my fucking bananas before I crack you in the fucking face.
Hoes be hoes. What can you do?
Bitch charging a pomegranate for some pussy.
That gotta be some good pussy for some pomegranate. Let me tell you.
Ooh, that's a fancy fruit.
Yeah. How much for that dragon fruit, bitch?
Here's a fun little next topic. I was a Maury baby, the dramatic experience that changed my life forever. This is a girl who found out in adulthood that she was on a Who's the Dad episode of Maury.
Love it.
Jorge, tell us about it.
Well.
So this woman said that, you know, growing up, relatively normal life, until one day her parents, they admitted to her that when she was a baby, they took her on to the show to do a paternity test to see whether or not she was the child of the father.
And is this, it's an article though, right?
Yeah.
Bring her up?
How terrible must that be? Just thinking like your family has like a nice background. Oh God. Wait, which one's the mother? This is the child right here. That's the child?
No, that's not. Is it?
Yeah, we got switched. I got switched at birth with her.
Gio, I totally thought that you were making a joke, but holy shit.
I think I could tell afterwards because the literal one had...
You have wrinkles. Eaten the father.
Yeah. You are the fatter.
Fantastic.
I brought this in just for these jokes.
Now, wait, so are they still together, the guy who isn't the father for that kid?
I believe so.
So that's crazy. Like in an
No, he is. They found out he was.
Oh, he was the father.
But they weren't sure whose kid it was exactly.
Yeah.
I'd be holding that over my kid's head our whole life when they go, I wish I wasn't your daughter. I wish you weren't my father. Oh, yeah, well, have a seat. Let's go.
I would be holding it over the mom.
Here, I present to you Maury, episode 1305.
Dude, that's got to be.
Oh, yeah, that's a bargaining chip.
Especially if you've been taking care of that kid.
Dude, that's insane.
Yeah. If you went to fucking Lamaze with her and fucking built the crib.
Right.
Ooh.
Not only that, just to like watch the video and see your mom with a panel of like four guys and then three of them dance.
Three of them are dancing because they don't have to raise you.
Yeah. It's three guys that if they knew the amount they were going to spend on groceries,
I'd dance too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's insane, man.
Were you guys all as surprised as I was that she was white?
Yeah.
Or at least half.
I knew she was going to be half white. I didn't know she would be totally white.
Yeah, it's either going to be fat white or just any kind of black.
And I mean, most of those shows are bullshit. Like,
of course.
Yeah, a lot of it's staged. They hype it up.
If you go back and watch Jerry Springer's, so many indie wrestlers are fake fighting. Or, like, so it's like the like real low-rung, trashy deathmatch guys from the 90s and 2000s are constantly reused on Springer.
Oh, sure.
I mean, I met the executive producer, Vinny Fusco, who does Maury, Jerry Springer, and the Steve Wilkos show. He did all three shows. And he said it was most of it is staged. A lot of it, they add to it. They tell him what to say. And then, like, he'll just say, he's like, you just see the craziest fucking people in the studio. Like, one time he saw a guy who had only the top torso, and he would travel on a skateboard. Like, he was a Sid toy from Toy Story. Like, he was just seeing a guy stroll by.
Oh, like,
it's a fucking nut house.
I bet you can figure out who his kid was.
A DJ. His son's a DJ.
Oh, good. He puts him on the turntables.
Yeah. I'm getting dizzy, son. Stop.
Where's my down.
Yeah, I'm grounded. Well, just take away your skateboard and see what happens.
Speaking of grounded.
Taking away my skateboard, how about I take your skateboard away? Yeah, until I got into comedy, I didn't realize that those judge shows were fake.
Yeah.
And you're watching, then all of a sudden you see like people you know on the show, and you're like,
two of my friends did them.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Those,
yeah.
Judge Judy, the people.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's a group of friends that have done all of the shows, and they were roommates, and they would just take each other to small claims court and split the money every time because they would get paid to do the show. But I want to say these guys have been on like 10 shows, and they would just make up a new thing. It was like a thing they did as roommates. Every year, they would just get on a new show. They would sue each other for like $250.
Right.
Because the show pays you out.
It pays you out what you owe?
It pays everybody's everything.
Oh, that's great.
That's how they get people is they pay your lawyer fees. Plus, if you lose, they cover it.
Right.
Because it's all small claims.
So, not like a TV show.
No, like Judge Judy.
Oh, okay. But I mean, I never see a lawyer on that show. It's just always the people just sitting there.
But if you had legal fees to deal with it.
Gotcha. I see what you're saying.
They would cover everything.
Right. That's great.
And it was just a prank they did every year.
That's a great idea. That's like sending like your friend to go to the ER with your symptoms. And you find out what he just get antibiotics from. Oh, that's great.
They need to do like a people's court, but like a SVU edition where it's just all sex crimes.
I did not know that.
I would love to watch
that. They should do that. I mean, they should. I don't think they've ever had that, But that's just seeing a bunch of like rapists and pedophiles.
Probably pretty sad.
Yeah.
It would probably stop being fun after a few episodes.
That's one I wouldn't want to do. I wouldn't want to do that.
Now Judge Steve Harvey. Yeah.
Hey, didn't that guy fuck kids? And then you're gonna
you
see him
did
in
what? To yeah. that 12-year-old? You did.
You did what?
Yeah. No, I didn't actually really fuck the kid. It's just it was a joke. Yeah. I pretended to fuck the kid.
But like it's show. All AI pictures. It was not real. Dude, I heard Uncle Laser got blown by like a there's like video of him getting blown by like a 14-year-old Down syndrome girl or something.
She's of age. She's a porn chick.
Oh wait, how old is she?
I don't know. She looks 18. Young.
Yeah, that's all you need.
Jorge, look it up.
She looks ye young. I believe it's Coco Love.
Coco Love.
I can't believe a guy named Uncle Laser would do something nefarious.
Well, he did Naked Rose, so I do feel like I was a slippery slope for him.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah.
Because he realized how fun it is to have your dick
it's
out.
It's like oiling up a Chinese person.
It's a gateway. Naked Rose is a gateway drug to porn.
Who knew?
Yeah. Big dick?
Yeah. Decent hog. Yeah. Yeah, decent hog on him.
That's good.
But yeah, I guess he's on a podcast. And they talked about it on Skank, so I won't go too much into it. But yeah, I guess he caught a beach. Good for him, I guess.
I give people a lot of credit for those Naked Rose because I was privy to only one, and I just the amount of small penises that you see on that roster. Plus,
we had a girl in I think almost every battle this year.
Really,
I think almost every battle was guy versus girl, except one was girl versus girl or trans girl versus girl.
Oh, even better.
Yeah, remember?
Yeah,
that
best
one.
Of both worlds.
Yeah. Oh, it's the best.
Hey guys, real quick, you ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft, like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about tea. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural testosterone levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. That's ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. Powerbraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show. But yeah, he did, and she's a... She would have been what, when we were in our porn days, what would have been on the barely legal...
Yeah, sure.
She has a cherubic face still. She hasn't been weathered,
right,
by the industry,
mm-hmm.
on the outside.
But if she's
sure
blowing comedians on a podcast, her days are numbered.
Yeah, that's yeah. not good. Depends on the podcast, though.
I don't know. There's certain.
It's the first time I've ever heard of the podcast. I can't even remember the name.
Jorge Phillison.
If you're on the Rogan sphere, go ahead. Go for it.
This is her Coco Lovelock.
Oh yeah.
Oh dude, I don't know.
Yeah. She's.
You're dabbling a little bit. What's her age? She's 18. 17 and a half.
No, she's
I don't
want to
be mean. She does look like when they make special needs dolls,
right?
The autistic Barbie.
No, when they make like
Down syndrome Barbie,
Down syndrome dolls.
Yeah.
She's got a bit of a.
It's a downy face.
Yeah.
I'd say.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not. She's a beautiful woman.
Right.
God bless. But there was just, I don't know. There's something about.
Wait.
Because I've shown my dick on so many things. She'll
suck the extra chromosome off a trailer hitch.
Yeah.
Jorge hasn't confirmed her age yet, so let's not say.
Allegedly, she's 26.
26.
Yuck.
Allegedly. I don't want to. I can't make a decision on allegedly.
There's certain, and I've had my dick out in movies. I've taken my dick out on podcasts.
Sure.
Something about having a sexual act performed, to me,
mm-hmm.
it stops being funny and like
creepy.
It's past the line
creepy.
Of like, oh, I'm doing a funny thing.
Yeah.
Now it's like, oh, now I've done porn.
Right.
Yeah.
The most amateur porn is always very awkward to watch. Like
what was it? was it Ron and Fez? Was it ONA or Ron and Fez when who was it? Black Earl?
Or Fez blew everybody?
I think it was his name might have been Black Earl.
Black Earl. That
got
sounds
jerked
like...
off by who's the one that dated Charlie Sheen?
Oh, from the movie Wild Things?
No, she's a porn chick.
Brie Olsen?
Yeah. Is that correct, Jorge? I think he got jerked. He like prematurely ejaculated too. It was a quick one.
That's great.
Oh, nice.
And like, yeah, that's funny. And that's cool that you got like.
Yeah, it was Ron and Fez.
And you got some from
your,
a porn chick.
What's your problem with it?
I don't know, man. I think I would have an issue. And not that I'm judging other people. I have friends that do porn or in the industry and they're cool. But I wouldn't want to go home with that info.
Well, maybe because you're a comedian and it's outside the realm of what you feel like is
like I know
your pride.
When Norton first started doing ONA, they would have him like almost be like a little stunt boyish, and I think Colin said to him, "Hey, you're funnier than that. You don't have like don't let a fucking hooker pee on you on the radio.
Right?
Be funny on the microphone."
And he was like, "Let
yeah," and I think from there on he kind of would talk about doing that stuff. But he's not going to, like, do it on the air.
I just think 20 years down the road, is that what you want out there?
Yeah.
As a guy, maybe now you're established. Maybe you have a family. Maybe you have, some sort of cachet. Some
Uncle
sort of
Laser
moral
with
cachet.
A family.
Yeah, he does have his nieces and nephews, apparently.
Like, what if Nate Bargatze started out as a fucking dirty road comic? And was just like having people piss on his face. Now he wants to be who Nate Bargatze is now.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you just got to get blown, man. It's just
hey,
like
everybody. Hey, she peed on my face.
My balls were full.
I don't know if
it's
it was real
pee.
It's always
the clean comics that fool you.
Mike Vecchione likes his ass eaten.
I don't think it's something I would, and I'm not judging, you know. Yeah. But I do think it almost, like, it goes beyond, like, I'm not funny for funny's sake. Sure. Now I'm being shocking.
Because how many comics are out there with videos of them getting blown?
Right, but this is from the guy who staples stuff on his dick.
Yeah, I know. I'm well aware of the hypocrisy.
I like how you're drawing that moral borderline. I will not do that. No.
All right, I won't argue with that one because he does make a lot of money. But the skewers—that's unnecessary, man. That's just painful. I was walking out.
The shish kaboob.
Once he's like, "Yeah, now this time I'm gonna use a splintered chopstick," and you're like, "Ah, fuck, nah, man."
Well, he likes. I mean, that, again, where does your personal interest start? Because if you really like that, if it's almost like it's a kink for you.
Yeah, but I think that. But I think that it's more of just like and it fits like the punk rock thing. But then getting blown on stage, now it turns into like, wow, now my dick's hard.
Right.
At a roast.
I just also think we shouldn't be taking advantage of these women like that. Like, they do what they want to do. That's their business. And if other people get paid to do it with them, that's their business. And
I was picturing a guy blowing him.
Oh, whatever. Guy too. Guy too. But if you're doing it on a podcast later on in life, she could be like, yeah, I wasn't cool with that. And you're like, now I'm being.
Yeah, that is
indicted.
A nerve-wracking thing.
Yeah, because that happens. Like 20 years down the road, they can be like, you know.
Like they gave me drugs or alcohol.
Yeah, the craziness goes away or the pills go. Well, the craziness never goes away, but the pills go away and they're like, I don't feel comfortable. I feel like they was taken advantage of. And that happens all the time. So
it's like that girl who's getting her hair pulled in that video by.
By Gigi.
Gigi.
Yeah. Oh, no, he went to jail a few times. He did a few stints.
He was like the white Afro man?
He caught a few charges. He was a bad boy.
He lived life the way he's supposed to.
Yeah, on a bus smelling like piss and poop.
Piss and shit.
That's what he likes.
All right, moving on. In today's edition of And He Almost Got Away With It, IRS agent plans rape fantasy. In order to commit double homicide so he could run away with his au pair. I sent Shannon multiple stories about this. So basically, and Jorge, if I get it wrong, correct me. This guy falls in love with his hot Spanish nanny.
Understood.
He says divorce is not an option from his wife.
Right.
So he begins a slow game, the long game, and creates behind her back a BDSM profile for her, saying her fantasy is for people to break into her house and rape her.
Jesus Christ.
So that he can walk in on it and kill them both.
Wow.
But I'm guessing the guy he sent the raper didn't know he was going to get killed.
No. He was, so the idea, and the nanny was helping.
I had my head, I cleaned up. Yeah. After he came.
The idea was that they were going to have the guy come in, yeah. Tell him, my fantasy is that you wake me up in the middle of the night, beat me and rape me. Mm-hmm. They were going to kill him and then make it look like he had killed her.
Right.
So that they could then move away together. Jorge, did I get any of that wrong?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm lost.
You got it all right. The nanny was bring up the picture of the two of them together. So the nanny was hired to take care of what was the time of death, the four-year-old. But this is a picture of them, the guy and the nanny, on her story.
She had posted this a few weeks before.
First of all, she's an au pair three. That is not... I've seen au pairs that are fucking stunning.
Wait, so you're au pair shaped.
Wait, so who's who in the situation? That's
like, that is the guy, and that is the nanny.
Oh,
yeah, that's the nanny. Is that so? That picture was taken before the whole thing happened.
Before,
yeah,
and she had Snapchatted that in her private story.
No,
so and now they have evidence that they were together.
Holy shit! Ay caramba!
And what else did I? Do you have any other info or photos, Jorge?
So you gotta be careful with these side bitches, man. They're sneaky.
Here's the regular family.
Oh, his wife's like way hotter than that chick. It was definitely a white guy crime, though. I knew it was a white guy as soon as you told me. That's some diabolical shit.
Oh yeah.
That's some calculating.
Yeah, the story wasn't so he came home and killed her.
No.
Go back to the picture.
A black guy would have the decency just to break in and rape her.
You just leave.
And leave.
My brain thought it said more coke. More coke. I was like, wait, what?
It says more cock.
More cock
for...
More cock.
What a nice tit lit over that fucking...
Fucking A, man.
Nice fat mom tit over that fucking tray.
That's what I'm saying. Like, work it in. Like, why can't... If you can think of all that, if you can be diabolical...
How do you not convince your wife to just let you fuck her?
Or just have a threesome. Hey, listen, honey, she likes you, too.
So this is them practicing Target?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. So they did all these activities, and she basically ratted herself out once you look back at it.
She reading a book that says how to murder somebody? Wait, how to murder somebody's wife?
Explain it again, because I'm lost. Because I was thinking two guys, one girl. So it's two girls, one guy.
Two girls.
So it is a...
One cup.
Gentleman,
right.
His wife,
right.
And the nanny.
And the nanny,
yeah,
right.
It's a love triangle. Love
gentleman and the nanny become lovers.
Yeah, they got the little affair going on.
The husband said, divorce is not an option.
Right.
We need to get my wife out of the picture. Mm. So he, behind her back, starts taking photos of her and uploading them to a hardcore BDSM dating site with the information that she... wants to be, have her house broken into.
And raped.
Woken up, beaten and raped. Mm. With him planning it as her. Mm. So he's going to tell the guy, I'm going to fight back. So you really got to hurt me.
Yeah.
All unbeknownst to her, who she would have just thought somebody was breaking in and was trying to rape her.
Right.
With the plan being, he was going to come in because he knew... shoot the guy, and then make it look like the guy killed his wife.
Oh, genius.
Here's my other problem with this, and this is why I think this way. It's an au pair, all right? At some point, her visa's going to run out, and she goes home. It's a tri-pair. Why not just have that system where you just keep banging your fucking au pair, and then you can just lease out a new one? It's perfect. It's like a car. It's like you got it for 2 years. Fucking cheat, you trade her in for another one. You get another fucking hot foreign chick to come in. Because apparently this guy, he's not a looker. No, he's a fucking three, money. Two
probably,
maybe.
He's got au pair money.
He's got money. Yeah, he's got money. So that's hot. So and you've seen au pairs. They're all hot. They're all young, well-fed European or foreign girls that have been eating non-GMO food for their whole life. So they got healthy tits and great asses and their beautiful skin. And they're just great. And that's your that's the scam. Just keep banging these like young hot chicks.
How about you bang these hot chicks, and then you fucking have ice on speed dial?
Yeah,
there you go.
And she gets out of line.
Yeah,
I got a hot tip. Right. There's one in my house.
I knew this drug dealer that he would like put on younger guys, have them run for him, and then snitch them to the, like give them up to the cops. Right. So it looked like he was giving the cops information to stay out in the street.
Right.
But he was just kind of farming these guys to send them off to jail.
Yeah.
I mean, and was he an informant? Like, did he have a relationship with the cops?
Yeah.
I'm sure that worked well in prison.
A lot of my friends, old friends, turned informant.
Like, really?
Fed him. Yeah, because once the feds come for you, you're not. There's nothing you could do for that.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, if they've got recordings and shit.
Yeah, the feds, when they come for you, they especially now with the technology, they probably don't even have to do investigations. They probably have an AI program listening to everything that like builds up a case and just like, oh, we flagged this guy. Sit out of his house, you know, set up surveillance outside of his house.
Well, I mean, yeah, Departed was really based on that guy. And he really was, I think, an informant for like...
He worked with the FBI, yeah.
Decades.
Yeah.
And they let him keep killing. Like, there's guys that they just straight up let you kill people.
Right.
Or they turn a blind eye to the fact that you definitely kill people.
Well, he wasn't supposed to. The problem was the guy he was reporting to in the FBI was an old neighborhood childhood friend of his. So it was only going up to that point where he was like, he was turning a blind eye while this guy was still murdering people. But the FBI wasn't asking questions because they kept getting all this information about the Italian mafia. And they were putting people away. So they were doing their job. But then... this guy wouldn't say, oh, by the way, he's like killing a lot of people. Like that, he never brought that up. So that's why he went down too for it. But yeah, it was kind of like a cheat code.
Yeah.
For like getting to do whatever you want. It was great. It was a great plan, but it doesn't last forever. Like eventually you get fucked. He was on the lam for a while.
The whole thing is if you're going to keep committing crimes, you have to keep informing because if you don't give them information, they come and put pressure on you again.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, all right, get back out there.
They're the worst gang out there, is the federal government. They're the ones that always get you in the end. They always win. It's the house.
Dude, I hate when people complain about like the government getting away with shit. But I'm like, I mean, if they're willing to shoot you in the face, you can get away with anything.
Sure.
If you're willing to kill somebody, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And if you can get away with it, it's like.
I had friends that lived in Philly that were lived in a punk house. And a couple of them were like real radical, like anarchist types.
Yeah, sure.
And they bought a bug detector for phone line. Back when everybody still had landlines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they used to go to neighborhoods and find bugs in telephone poles.
Yeah, they don't have to do that no more. You got a bug right here.
They said that you would go to like houses where like, and they would go to like communist meetings and shit like that. And they said any house they went to, the whole block was tapped.
Of course.
Or our friend Bossum was in a Muslim punk band.
Mm-hmm.
And every time he called, it would double at you would hear the echo in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, because your landlines are all tapped.
Yeah.
His dad was also like a professor who like spoke about like Muslim rights and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And this was very close to 9/11. But anytime he called from the house, it would be like, hello, 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 hello.
Yeah. It was funny. I had friends that was just like, they always thought their phones were tapped. And I'm like, you move an 8-ball a week. Nobody's tapping your fucking phone.
Right.
Nobody cares about you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's like, it has to be worth their while, too. You got to be. Because back in the day, even like if you were marijuana, if you were dealing weed, like how illegal that really was, especially if you're driving back up from Harlem with like 2 pounds of weed in your car.
Yeah.
You're fucking done. You get caught by the cops with 2 pounds of weed, you're fucked.
Yeah.
What is the documentary we were watching, Gio, on the dirty cops? Were you there with me?
I don't know if that was me. Was this on Midnight Spook?
No, we were watching it on Tubi in the living room, in the lobby.
I don't remember. I don't think that was me.
Jorge, can you look up, there's a documentary on Tubi, and I want to say it's whatever the, you know, not like Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but it's like the 7-6 or the 7-4.
Oh, yeah, the 7-5.
The 7-5?
It's the one with the crooked cops in East Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, all right, Derek told me about that.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe I watched it with Derek.
Mike Downs, I think his name was.
Mike Dowd.
Mike Dowd. Thank you. Yeah, he used to be on Compound Media a lot. He used to come on. He was chucking a book around. Like those mafia guys, they leave that. That's their new life. Like they just sell merch.
Yeah.
And they just go on and they do talks and stuff and stuff. It's like part of their whole parole thing. But yeah, that was crazy.
So good. When they talked about arrest, that the lady comes in for battery and she's like, I just want to get my stuff.
Yeah.
And they go, he goes, we go up, boyfriend, Rastafarian guy. So I go, hold on, let's look around. Trash bag full of weed.
Right.
We go, cuff him. Look under. We find $30,000 in cash. And we go, it's your lucky day. He goes, we're going to leave all this. Right. We want the cash.
We're going to take
and
all
he
your
went,
cash.
Deal.
Yeah. Dude, being That's a cop back then was awesome.
That's how it should be.
I have no problem with that. You got God. You know what?
Yeah.
You were playing in traffic. You got God.
$30,000 or 30 years in prison? Which one do you want?
Now, the person you owe that money to.
That's another problem for another day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. At least you have a chance.
Because you're still going to owe them that money.
Yeah. We'll go back. For sure.
You'll just be in debt, though.
Yeah.
You'll be in debt.
You guys ever watch The Deuce on HBO?
Mm-hmm.
The Deuce was a great show. That's about the life in the 70s, 42nd Street with the pimps and the hoes and all that. The cops, what a great system that was.
So I have a question for you guys because I feel like you might know better than me, especially you, Zen, because you've been around the block. Who or what is Mario Bosco?
Oh, that's
you might be able to answer this question better than me
because I see them pop up on podcasts. They
Mario
always have
Bosco.
It's the 14-year-old Down syndrome girl that had that blue Uncle Laser. That's my
but like they're always comedy adjacent,
Coco Love.
Or they say they're a comic, or I'll see them on flyers.
You say they? Are you talking about because you don't know what that person is, like a him, her?
You think it's trans?
It's a him. No,
but it's a him.
It's
but
a guy.
So what? From what I understand,
they have like a
good
developmental.
Dude. He doesn't have a pituitary gland or some shit.
Okay.
So he never hit puberty. So that means he doesn't have pubes.
He's like 60 years
drop.
Old. Yeah.
Like I don't think his dick can get hard. Maybe I don't know. But he has like, he's just a baby with wrinkles, basically,
right.
Or like a teenager. He's stuck in preteen.
Right. He looks like from it was like Rhea Perlman from Cheers.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I always thought it was like
Carla.
I thought it was a Pee Wee Herman puppet come to life.
There's a comic that reminds me of him. I can't remember.
Hey, Mutsu Mozzarella. He talks like this. He's been in like
Welcome to Pee Wee's Playhouse.
Welcome to Pee Wee's Playhouse.
It's like part of this like fucking Guinea worship.
Yes.
These podcasts that's like, all right, we're gonna blind rank pastas today.
Right.
Yeah.
And where about like I'm like, who is A, they say they're a comic. I've never seen them go up.
They go up like once a month to their own people.
Yeah, or I know people that'll like they hit them up to book them. But
it's like a novelty act. It's like when you
because I was just looking at a fucking like a celebrity autograph convention. And they were one of the celebrities, and I'm like, for what?
Right. The best way I can describe it is like a Whack Packer from the Star.
Okay,
Show.
That makes sense.
It's just like a kind of a weirdo who they happen to do stand up comedy, and it's horrible.
And I've also heard them say that they like live on a couch at their sister's house.
Really? Oh, maybe that. I mean, it tracks. He used to do a lot of like he was in a lot of the NYPD stuff, Sopranos. Like he used to do shows. Like he used to be like
I believe I've heard them say that they were a stand-in for Macaulay Culkin.
I would
Macaulay
imagine
Culkin
so.
Was a kid.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
So I think they've been around that long.
Yeah, he's almost 60. That guy.
Industry plants.
Jorge, do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen him go up at a couple places before, but
how'd they do?
All right. Like nothing.
Was it a lot of like, me mom's sauce?
Yeah.
No, it was more subdued than that. More just like regular joke telling. No, like nothing really theatrical, at least from what I saw.
It's a lot of political satire. I'm like Bill Hicks over here.
Wolf is a coon, 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 coon. What's the matter with these Palestinians?
Hey, always throwing rocks. I got news for you. It don't do nothing.
Palestine, what's that, a kind of pasta?
Palestine.
I just can't figure, like, the whole, like, I guess because I think a lot of people are rediscovering or watching Sopranos for the first time.
Mm-hmm. I tried doing that.
I watched. I just rewatched it.
There's like this like Guinea podcast culture that I hate.
Yeah, it's not good.
You got to realize that Italian people are retarded.
Yes.
Yeah, they're subhuman.
It's just easy to entertain them.
And that's coming from two Italians. We totally agree with you.
They're subhuman. 100%. They're the dumbest people.
They're a bunch of knuckle dragging fucking apes.
Pasta monkeys.
Oh, dude. Like AC back in the day, like they would unironically be wearing like track suits, but not as nice as that. Like, real deal old school track suits, like the
dude, when I used to go to the Jersey associates. Shore when I was still like in high school, and I had a big mohawk. Yeah. And I remember a bunch of talent kids coming up to me and they go, "Take it down." I went, "What?" They go, "It's disrespectful to the shore to wear your hair like that."
Yeah.
They told me I was disrespecting the Jersey Shore.
I lived in Yonkers until I was 14 and then moved to Long Island. I've been around Italian. I've only dated Italian women. Like a good chunk of the bitches I fuck with.
No, that's what he calls them, good chunks.
They get chunkier good chunky as the bits. Years go on.
Yeah. They don't know who their father is. They found out they was on the Maury show when they were younger.
Is that the mom or the daughter? Which one are you fucking?
There's a chubby Italian broad on Instagram that I fucking love. I can't fucking remember her name right now. I have to bring
like
her up
chubby,
another day.
Like
sizable.
I'm chubby.
Not SSBB. Not like fucking scooter fat.
Right. Scooter fat.
But she's got rascal. The accent, and she was Ginny Sack for Halloween.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And oh, dude, she's so fucking hot. She makes fucking desserts.
Oh, you gotta give it to me at the end of the show.
Oh my God. You know who I really honestly am attracted to? And this is a sign of me getting older. Chef Alex from the Food Channel.
Chef Alex. I know you're talking about.
All right, bring her up.
She's like an older lady.
The one that like judges a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
There's something about her where I'm like, this lady.
Dude.
Rachel Ray was so her and SHM
back in the day, bending over, putting the brownies in the oven.
Yeah, that's a good example of how an Italian girl ages, though.
Yeah.
Like you watch her like at 19, 20, and she is fucking perfect. And then you see 40, she's ugh. Yeah.
Something about Chef Alex.
Yeah,
can you look her up with pigtails?
You're nuts.
No, man.
You're crazy. That she has
She looks like the mom from the Maury Show.
No. I don't care, man.
She
looks
like she should be under a bridge. Yeah.
Something
riddles.
About her, dude.
That's every woman in Long Island.
She was hot when she was younger, too.
I think I might be watching reruns.
Yeah, she was hot. A lot of these people, they because they're on the Food Network, I don't know, maybe it is because they eat all the time, but they just blow up. They just, yeah, all right.
They had multiple takes.
I'm not saying I wouldn't fuck her face. I'm just saying that I probably
would. Well, you heard it here first, Chef Alex.
Chef Alex,
I would
will
not
fuck
your face.
Yeah. I would not fuck your face. Hey.
She definitely got a fat ass.
Dude, the Food Network has such a nefarious history. Like, you go to any Food Network chef, and they were just big pieces of shit. Like, they've
Emeril Lagasse, I heard, was the biggest asshole.
But I mean, like, charges, like sexual harassment charges.
Oh, yeah,
like,
that's what's his name? The guy that they said looked like a shaved lion.
Mario Batali.
That one, yeah.
But also Bobby Flay got hit up with those charges. Alton Brown got hit up with like hitting on interns and stuff. Like
I think that's restaurant culture.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just not.
I think restaurant culture is very predatory. Yeah. But I remember, so.
Oh, for sure.
When we used to work at CB's, one of the bartender's girlfriends was like a hostess at a very high-end Italian restaurant.
Is that our buddy that passed away?
Rick? Not Rick, Laz.
Oh, Laz, okay.
Laz's girlfriend told us one time that Mario Batali, I think it was her, I apologize. It might have been Rick's girlfriend, but I'm pretty sure it was Laz. That Mario Batali came and did like a thing at her restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And they took all the hostesses and waitresses in for a meeting before. And we're like, don't be alone with him.
Wow.
If he asks you to come in, if he asks you to go somewhere, say you're busy.
That's crazy.
Like, I think they straight up were like, don't.
Isn't that what they do to the interns when they hire them here? Who's going to ask?
No, they sign a paperwork that says they're okay with it.
How do you feel about getting your own podcast? No, but it is in the culture. But then even the women were having like all that Italian girl Giada.
Mm-hmm.
She's like known as like the blowjob queen of the Food Network. She's just sucked everybody's dick. I did not know that. Yeah. Look it up.
Well, didn't that one lady just kill herself? We called her Galfieri,
the lesbian, right?
She had a husband.
She was Mario Batali's sous chef for a long time, actually, which is funny. That all kind of.
But yeah, didn't she just kill herself in the shower
I think
with
it was
pills?
Pills, yeah.
Could have been accidental.
Yeah,
that could have been accidental.
Yeah, you have a few cocktails. You forget how many pills you took.
Sometimes you just OD because you forget how many pills you take.
If they're like, we found 100 pills, I'm like, yeah, that's suicide. But they're like, yeah, we found 20. I'm like, nah, man, they had a problem. They just had a problem.
Yeah, and today was the day.
Yeah. Dude, that would happen to me all the time. Where I would just like take a bunch of pills, and I'm like, oh, yeah, this is it. I'm dying. And then I was like, nah, I just nodded off. And I'm like sitting there, I'm like, I should text my daughter that I love her.
it had a sad ending.
Yeah. She has like 30 different, I'm sorry, baby, I love you. Remember that. And then I wake up in the morning.
The pills part
that.
Was fun.
Yep, never mind. Scratch that.
Never mind. I made it.
That's why I like taking an edible, and I feel like, you know, it's not as dire. You're not going to make any of those. Yeah, maybe. I guess if you take too much, you're still making those I love you, I'll miss you calls to people.
I get afraid. If I get too high on edibles now, I convince myself I'm having a heart attack.
Yeah. You're done.
No, you can die. You can die.
And I very much, and then I go, well, that's not good. Yeah. When I went out, the first time I went on tour with ICP, I was sleeping in their RV, and they had the hotel, or one of them, and I was sitting, and I had like three different people gave me edibles.
Sure.
I was fucked up.
Right.
And I was convinced I was going to have a heart attack and die. And I was going to be, and that no one was going to feel bad for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone was going to assume I was on drugs. Like real drugs.
Well, you got the first part right.
They're going to be like, well, look at him. Of course he's going to have a heart attack.
I was convinced that it was going to be like an Icarus thing. Yeah. Like Zach finally got the tour with Insane Clown Posse and he did coke till his heart exploded. But in reality, it was just me scared in an RV by myself.
You scared yourself to death.
That's great. Zach's thinking what kind of a burden it would be that they're going to have to move me out of this place.
Oh, yeah. They're going to have to saw the back off.
A reinforced gurney to get me out of here.
Oh, it would be the worst.
That's great. I would want to do a big fuck you death.
Oh, dude. I've literally said to people before, if murder, I ever suicide. Decide to kill myself, hotel room, tub, so that it's the least cleanup, because I feel so bad with burdening people.
Oh, dude, get a very, very small tub and wedge yourself in there.
I'm so upset with the idea of burdening someone with my corpse.
Right.
Oh, dude, you know what would be funny? If you just like covered yourself in crazy glue and wedged yourself in a tub.
So I have to take the tub with me?
Yeah. Like,
well, I guess we're
going to
save on coffin. Yeah. We'll just get another tub and put it on top.
I just think about when I die, they have to, you know, when they're doing the autopsy on you, and just a bunch of fucking black guys just looking at how small my penis is and making fun of it the whole time.
Oh, that would suck. They bring in interns that day?
Yeah. God damn. Because, you know, it's like if the orderlies come in, you know, they got to be in there. Like, God damn, look at that. Look at that small baby dick that white guy has.
Oh, I would be afraid it would be like a class of 19-year-old girls.
Oh, that's hilarious. Just giggling?
The Asian.
Yeah, that's what stops me from getting blown on a podcast. That'd be every comment under.
I was talking to a chick online.
He's brave.
Who does a penile? Her, she's a nurse. She's a surgeon's nurse for penile implants and stuff. And I said,
that's insane.
I said, you must. I mean, or just in general, just surgery, and most of a lot of it's like penis related. And I'm like, you must just see huge cocks all the time. She's like, and really, really small dicks. It's just a like there's got to be a narrative there. A conversation between nurses and doctors when you come in, like you come in, you get surgery done, you know you're naked.
Yeah.
They just put a thing over you, but they strip you totally down naked when you're out.
Yeah.
That thing gets taken off of you. So now they're just sitting there like, look at that. Oh, look at that little baby dick he's got. Look at that little baby. You're dying. Like you don't make it off the table. The last thing you might
hear. I'd imagine there's not a lot of average dicks in surgery because I feel like if you have a regular dick, you're nervous and it shrinks.
Right.
And if you've got a big dick, it's just lame.
It's just it's average because it's cold in there. They got to keep it cold for germ purposes. So your dick's shriveling up no matter what. Your dick's getting small. So now when I think of myself having this out-of-body experience, I'm going towards the light, and as I'm looking down on my body.
The last thing you hear is
that little tiny little cock.
Oh, that would.
Yeah, he didn't make it.
Yeah.
But like, how funny would it be if somebody just walked in there to get like a consultation? And he just pulls out like a 13-inch cock. He's like, can you make it 15?
Yeah. What do we got? Let's test the limits on this thing.
Yeah. Like, you sure you want to do this?
Well, Zen, I've told you before that when my dad worked for the ferry system, his boss had the implant.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
He was an old, old guy. He was old.
A lot
he was
of
like
old
Mr.
guys
Burns
got it,
old.
Yeah. They can pump it up. The thing they can pump.
It was on his hip. So it was like the Nike
the bionic
pump.
Cock.
The Nike pump.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was a saline thing that would pump up. And on his one hip, you could press it, and it would get hard. And the other hip was a release valve.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, this is,
and he was like, he was Mr. Burns old.
Right.
And he would just have young bitches.
Oh, so gross.
There was an article that I read that there was this Indian billionaire who lost his dick in a fucking car accident. So he got a bionic penis. And that was the headline. I'm like, I got to read this. It was like a small article.
We can
article.
Make his dick stronger, faster. Better.
It was, have you unplugged your penis and put it back in?
Yeah, I got IT for your dick. This is Bob. How can I help you? What is wrong with your cock?
This is Matthew. How can I help you?
I said, do not redeem. Do not redeem your cock.
No, don't do that. Do not do that.
But it, they said,
why you do that?
The mechanics was like that. They took like skin from his back and his leg, and it just made, they called it a bionic penis.
Oh my God.
Like if you Lego ever says. See sometimes when.
Lego bionic yeah. penis.
When F to M trans people get their dick.
That's oh
sometimes
can they do that? Oh yeah, right.
Yeah,
sometimes you'll see them post a picture of them with a big hole in their forearm.
Oh yeah, it's just like a different color. Yeah.
Jorge, can you bring that up? We'll end on that.
Yeah, you will. There's really nowhere to go after that.
They'll post and be like, I got my bottom surgery, and it's just them with like a fucking divot in their forearm. Which, listen, if I had the option to turn my forearm into my dick, I'd fucking take it too.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, sure. Dude. I'd give up my actual forearms. I'd just go from hand to
hand,
to
elbow hand?
Even just one arm. Just to just have a forearm.
I want my dick to have a hand that works on it. Yeah. Just kind of grab.
I was thinking that would just be my microphone hand. I could probably make that work.
Hey, everybody, how's it going tonight? Yeah.
Oh, no, I was thinking just the hand where your elbow is.
Oh, okay. I see.
You could probably, yeah.
Or just one of your bones, because isn't your forearm two bones?
Okay.
Just take the thicker one. But
well,
hey,
there's not a bone
it.
In your dick.
Yeah.
But it will. No. Like a hyena. Don't like hyenas have like bones? It's just like a it's like
hyenas
a bone?
Might. I don't know how it works.
Jorge, do you have any pictures of F to M with the hole in their arm?
I have one with the before and after for surgery.
Sure, let's do it.
No, thank you. Oh, shit, man.
That's pretty good.
What the fuck?
I'm healthy. I have a healthy mind.
Oh, God.
God bless the miracle of science.
So, that's pretty tasty cock.
The whole dick is made from the forearm itself?
Yeah, well, it's the skin. I thought it was just the muscle, the skin.
Well, I think they take the meat, but then I think they actually. So when they make a pussy out of your dick, they use your dick. They invert your dick.
They cut it and put
They slice it in half and they invert it.
They butterfly it.
Yeah, they turn like a popple. You ever have a popple growing up?
Yeah,
they just turn it into a.
Or like when you split a hot dog and boil it?
Yeah.
You have like a little hot dog
squid. They butterfly it and then tuck it in.
Yeah, they
it's
boil
like a
it.
Japanese treat.
So I'd imagine they use some of the vagina sensitive parts.
Like the nerves.
Hey, you know what? We live and we learn.
It's a beautiful world. Here's the thing. I have no problem with trans people, but you know what? Why don't you feel like a woman? Keep that cock, man. Just keep the dick. Everybody's happy. You know, some people like dick too. Why do you got to like mutilate yourself down there? I'm not making a political
statement. I feel like a lot of, in what I've been told, a lot of people that transition that way, I think your asshole still does a lot of the heavy lifting.
Right.
Probably.
Because I don't think it's like you got to like dilate your fake, your new pussy. You got to like
it's
put
like an
stuff
open
in
wound.
There.
It's just an open wound. It's not like because vaginas are naturally like self cleaning. There's like
yeah,
a
they're
whole
like an
system.
Oven.
Yeah, it's all oven. Yeah, you said it and
they're like the
it.
Kitty litter box. That,
naturally lubricating.
It's like the kitty litter that cleans itself.
Yeah.
But don't they like the, you were saying they cave in if there's nothing there?
Yeah, they got to put dilators in there for a while
gauges,
to keep them open.
Like ear gauges.
And no offense.
Yeah,
but
no, they look like dildos.
I hear it kind of like it smells like shit.
It's
like color-coded. I hear like all these kind of.
Yeah, it's an open wound.
Yeah. But I mean, like it smells like like literal shit.
Oh,
like,
okay.
It's like,
what? So before we leave, we'll end on this. Jorge, if you could look up fingering a trans woman. I read an article that was all about how to
finger a trans woman.
Finger a trans woman, but you go basically on the side below the balls to find the prostate.
Yes. Right.
Oh, and an ass. Finger in an ass.
No.
No,
the,
no.
The fake pussy.
No. Through the ball. You push the balls in.
That seems like it hurts.
Call it the Tokyo Drift.
I'm scared if I watch this video, I'm going to try it.
But no, I don't want a video. I read an article about like that's how you finger.
Do we have like a picture diagram, a step-by-step?
But isn't it easier just go in your ass and do it? Like your prostate's easier to get there from to your ass. That's how they milk your prostate when you.
This is the cleaner version?
It's the version I like.
Yes, this is exactly it.
Oh, come on.
Oh, like under your pelvis bone.
Come yeah.
Come
nah,
on,
that
guys.
Seems too painful.
Come on, it's like an adapter. It's like you just, that's crazy.
I was like, you go to England to finger somebody?
Yeah, yeah, it's a different voltage system.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Thank you, Jorge.
Oh, God damn.
Jorge, would you?
What was that?
Jorge, could you? Would you finger some balls?
Oh, of course. Why not?
If the girl is hot enough.
Yeah. I have no, I can completely separate two and two. If there's tits, I don't care.
Oh, man. Great Jorge, he'll fuck me. all right, we're going to call it there. Thank you so much to my guests, Anthony Zenhauser and Gio Perez. Please check out the Uncle Rico show on the Shuly Network and Anthony's special on there, Leticia.
Thank you.
And please listen to On the Gate with Gio Perez here on the network and support them in what they do. And thank you so much. And we will see you this Friday if you're subscribed. And if you're not subscribed, we'll see you on Monday. Goodbye.
Peace. Sleeping in. Morning time to him. Pop the bagel, chug it down, just like your favorite obese clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. It's Zach Amico's